ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 24 उर ग्राम व्रजान सार्थान भिक्षार्थं प्रविशंचरेत् पुण्यादेश शरीच्छैला वनाश्रमवतीं महीं उरग्राम व्रजान सार्थान भिक्षार्थं प्रविशं शरेत् पुण्यादेश शरीच्छैला वनाश्रमवतीं महीं उरग्राम व्रजान सार्थान भिक्षार्थं प्रविशं चरेत् पुण्यादेश शरीच्छैलां वनाश्रमवतीं महीं Ura cities, Grama towns, Rajan and pasturing grounds, Sartan, those working for bodily maintenance, Bhikshartham for begging alms, Ravishan, entering. Charet, he should travel. Punya, pure. Desha, places. Sarit, with rivers. Shaila, mountains. Vana, forest, ashramavatim, possessing such residential places, mahim, the earth, translation. The sage should travel in sanctified places by flowing rivers and within the solitude of mountains and forest. He should enter the cities, towns and pasturing grounds and approach ordinary working man only to beg his bare sustenance. Please repeat. The sage should travel in sanctified places. By flowing rivers and within the solitude of mountains and forest. He should enter the cities, towns and pasturing grounds. And approach ordinary working man. Only to beg his bare sustenance. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the word Pura refers to cities and towns with shopping centers. markets, and other commercial enterprises, whereas grama refers to smaller towns. Lacking such facilities, the vanaprastha or sannyasi, trying to become free from material attachment, should avoid those who are working day and night for sense gratification, approaching them only to engage them in necessary acts of charity. Those who are preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world are understood to be liberated souls, and therefore they constantly approach the materialistic living entities to engage them in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. However, even such preachers should strictly avoid contact with the materialistic world when not actually necessary for advancing the mission of Krishna consciousness. The injunction is that one should not deal unnecessarily with the materialistic world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, this is a very important instruction given by Lord Shri Krishna here. And also, today is a very auspicious day. So, we are beginning with the most auspicious time of the year. What is that time? The Damodar month. When we worship Lord Damodar and beg for his blessings. Because this is the pastime that took place on the day of Diwali, which will be coming soon. So the whole month is called Damodar month or the month of Kartik, where you get special mercy of the Lord because of his foremost devotee, Srimati Radharani. This month is honored for Srimati Radharani. It is considered non-different from Srimati Radharani, and therefore all the devotees from all over the world, they go to Vrindavan Dham to beg the mercy of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And they constantly chant Hare Krishna. And they constantly study Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, etc. So, of course, here we are also in Vrindavan because we are in front of Radha Kalachanji Bhagwan and in association of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev and the great devotees. So we will be worshipping Lord Damodar also here every day. And on top of that, today is the Sharadiya Punima, full moon day. Why is it special? Because this is the day when Lord Krishna performed his famous Raslila pastime in Vrindavan. The most intimate pastime of the Lord that is described in Srimad Bhagavatam after Sukdev Goswami, he described 9 cantos. In the 10th canto, he has described in the middle of 10th canto, described this most mysterious Leela pastime of the Lord with his dearmost devotees. So that happened also today, tonight. And on top of that also, today is the appearance, holy appearance day of Lakshmiji, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. If you remember Srimad Bhagavatam, Samudra Manthan Leela, churning of the ocean of milk. That time, many things came out, many people came out of the ocean churning. And goddess of fortune also appeared, took her birth in this world on this day from the ocean of milk. And she came out not like a little baby, but in her full spiritual form. And she selected Lord Vishnu as her husband. So, on this day, whoever wants to get the blessings of Lakshmiji, he can also worship Lakshmiji. Lakshmi Sahastra Shata Sambrama Sevyamanam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, this is a very special day and a very special verse that we are studying today, where Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhava and all of us about what is the ideal behavior of a person who wants to be released from this troublesome, miserable material world. What should he do and what he should not do? Especially here in these verses, is describing the position of the sannyasis and the vanaprasthis. There's a very special instruction he is giving. What is the proper residence of the sannyasis? So actually the sannyasis, they have no residence whatsoever. They are supposed to be traveling. Pura grama. Here he's describing Rajan Sarthan. And he should avoid Pura grama Raja. Raja is pasturing grounds where cowherd men are taking care of the cows. Pura is like Dallas Puram. Dallas is a Puram city. Houston, Puram. Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, all Puram cities. Delhi, Bombay, Calcutta, Puram. Laguna Beach, not a Puram, it's a grama, it's a small town. So there are small towns and there are big cities. But the sannyasi, he does not differentiate, he avoids them all. And his favorable place is Punya Desha, Punya Tirtha, holy places. He wants to spend more time in the holy Tirtha, holy places. Sarita and holy rivers. Vana, forest and mountains, mountain caves. He's spending his time in solitude. So this is the recommendation of Lord Krishna, that don't go into the commercial enterprises and into the shopping malls and in the movie theaters where a lot of people, they gather for sense enjoyment. The places of sense enjoyment, you should avoid them. And only you visit the cities or towns for one purpose. Bhikshartham. To beg your minimum requirement, sustenance, maintenance. Some little bit of grains. And to give instructions to these householder people. There is the only purpose you should go to these places where there are a lot of people gathering for sense enjoyment. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Asat Sangatyag Ei Vaishnavachar. Give up the asat sangha. Asat means this material world enjoyment. That is asat. Sat sangha chadi kainu asate vilas je karane lagilo hoy karma bandhan phas. Satsanga chadi. Giving up the satsanga, sadhu sangha, the association of good people, association of good devotees, I gave it up. And I associated with the miserly, crooked, bad people. Tried to enjoy with my senses. Therefore, now I am trapped in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. Narottam Das Thakur is praying like that. So, this is a very important, relevant instruction, and throughout Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is reminding again and again this, and finally Lord Krishna here also saying that you should be very careful not to mix with bad people. Stay in good company or stay alone. He's recommending to stay alone. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very particular as a sannyasi. He had the ideal character. He was so particular about this thing that he even refused when his devotees were begging to him to give darshan to King Pratap Rudra. He said, what business sannyasi has to see a king? He's a materialistic man. How can I see him? So he did not agree or did not accept. Even the devotees were begging him. There are many instances in the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he strictly followed these guidelines that Lord Krishna is mentioning here. And particularly one thing I remember in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Banaras, Kashi Banaras, where did he stay? He stayed with Chandrasekhar. Yes, at the house of Chandrasekhar. And that time, he also avoided the Mayavadis. He did not want to mix with them. So the Mayavadi sannyasis, they were saying, who is this Chaitanya? He looks like us, he's from our Shankar Sampradaya. But why he is not study Vedanta with us? And why is he going on the streets and dancing and singing? And thousands of people are following him, hundreds of thousands of people are following him. This is totally crazy, this is unacceptable. They were disturbed. So finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, in order to give his mercy, even to the Mayavadis, he went to their meeting. And there, because of his presence, and the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakashanand Saraswati, he understood and realized finally that this is no one else but the Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahman. The Brahman that I am worshipping every day. Now he's in front of me right here. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. This is Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna. Anarpita charim charat karunaya avtirna kalau samarpaitum unnato ujjvala rasa svabhakti shriyam. Harihi purata sundara. Hari means Krishna. ಹರಿ ಪುರಟ ಸುಂದರ ದ್ಯುತಿ ಕದಂಬ ಸಂದೀಪಿತ ಸದಾ ಹೃದಯ ಕಂದರೆ ಸ್ಫುರಿತು ಶಚಿನಂದನ. ಶಚಿನಂದನ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ when Krishna came, he did not give this blessing, this mercy. So he came back again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gave this topmost benediction. And the verse is describing his quality and his complexion, how he is showering his mercy on anyone who wants to have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the blessings that we get from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And he delivered these Mayavadis also in Kashi, Banaras. Similar thing happened in Jagannath Puri. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was the greatest scholar, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited by him. Sarvabhaum was giving him instructions for 7 days continuously. Finally, he said, "Why you are not saying anything? Are you understanding what I am trying to explain to you about this highest philosophy?" So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I've been listening to you, but you are manufacturing your own philosophy on the name of Vedanta. You are covering up the real truth like the clouds are covering the sun." So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the real situation, how Krishna and the spiritual world is eternal reality and you should not try to cover it up, then finally Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya understood and realized. And he became devotee also. And all his followers, hundreds and thousands of great scholars also became devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like in Banaras, after Prakashanand, all his followers also became devotees of Krishna, devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Worldly minded people, satovritte. By following the great devotees of Lord Krishna, by following the acharyas, by following Srila Prabhupada, by associating with good devotees, sadhu sangha, with associating with saintly personalities. So all the instructions are there about how one can become a very good devotee and avoid the bad association or bad people. Bad people are everywhere. You may have already heard, a couple of days ago, there was a bad guy in Las Vegas hotel. He went up to the 32nd story in the room. He broke the window with the hammer. And in the middle of the night, did it happen in the middle of the night? What time? 10 p.m. 10 p.m. he started showering bullets like rain coming from the sky. He had telescopic rapid-fire automatic weapons, machine guns, telescopic machine guns. The police, before the police can come and catch him on the 32nd floor of this hotel building, just in few minutes he had injured 600 people and he killed about 60 people out of the 600. It was a very big devastation. The whole country was drowned in ocean of sorrow. Everyone was crying, because these people, they had gathered thousands of people in the music concert, country music. And that is where this crazy person, filled with anger, did this most horrible act. Just in few minutes' time, he was able to do this. And they found more ammo, more stuff in his car, and even more in his home. So you can imagine just one person, one man, becoming angry can injure 600 people in a few minutes. That is the power of technology and anger combined together. Everything in this world is changeable or temporary. Apple, Google, Apple iPhone, or if you have Google Android phone. After 1 or 2 years, 3 years, you have to change your phone. This is a more advanced technology, and now you require another new phone, new computer. After 5, 10 years, you need a new car. If you go on Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, etc., then every few minutes there's so much of news and so many things there that after a few minutes there is a whole another world you find there. So many different items. So the world is constantly changing. So what is not changing in this world? Hare Krishna. What is, there are only two things that are forever, eternal, in this world. One is the holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Never changes. Because totally spiritual. And second is the spirit soul. Our true identity as a spirit soul, we are everlasting, always happy, full of knowledge. And we have a spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. So, in the material world, everything else is destroyed, but the soul and the holy name, they are forever. So, in order to get this mercy of Lord Krishna in the form of his holy name, what is required is Vairagya Vidya. That is recommended here by Lord Krishna himself, that is practiced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also we see in the case of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Babaji. They avoided to mix with people, especially the rich people, because they were very famous and in the area. Their fame was that these are very great personalities, very great devotees. They have a superhuman powers. They have miracles. So rich people, aristocratic people, kings, etc., they would want to meet with them. But they refused. They wouldn't accept their invitation. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he agreed to meet with rich people, aristocratic people, famous people. Why? To preach them about Krishna consciousness, to give them the true knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of his Guru Maharaj also. Prabhupada traveled all over the world and met all classes of people, rich, poor, everybody. He accepted everyone. And he spread the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And he told the same, he gave the same instruction to his devotees, that you must continuously travel and preach. Spread this knowledge and don't try to imitate and try to become a Babaji and go in seclusion. try to live on a tree or try to live inside a cave in a mountain. Don't do that. Go out and preach Krishna consciousness. This knowledge is lacking in the world. That's why the world is suffering. There's so much suffering in the world. And it is our sacred duty to go out and enlighten people, to give them the knowledge, give them the books. So that is Prabhupada's instruction. But at the same time, he said that devotees should be careful not to mix with materialistic people, not to go to places where people are absorbed in sense enjoyment, but rather only have sadhu sangha, associate with good people, saintly people. So I will stop here. If you have any questions or comments about Damodar Kartik Vrata, about today's verse, anything that comes to your mind about today's topics, you can pick up the microphone or you can have this microphone. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we have the nice Gurukul is here, Gurukul students with their teachers. So what is the special blessings that Gurukul children get? On the beginning, today is the beginning of Kartik month, Damodar Vrata. So what blessings you can ask for or you can get today? Let's see if anybody knows out of the Gurukul boys and girls. Who knows? What is the special blessing today from Lord Damodar? Anybody knows?
I know, there's lots of water.
Hare Krishna. Narottam Prabhu.
I do have a question.
Yes. Please. Is it working?
Hare Krishna. Yeah, I'll try not to take too much time because I know you guys got your class here. Hey, here's the question I have. We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he was very young, he gave up his wife, who was the goddess of fortune. Today is also Lakshmi Puja. We're talking about getting the blessings of Lakshmi. But Lord Chaitanya, he walked away from Lakshmi, even though the demigods even adore her and worship her. And he went into the forest to spread Krishna consciousness. So how are we to understand that? Because it seems so opposed to what we would think would be, you know, normal or even religious.
Today is Lakshmi Puja Day. Lakshmi Ji appeared in this world. So if you want the favor of Lakshmi Ji, you can worship her today. Today is her appearance day. She came out of the ocean. But the same Lakshmiji also came as wife of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai Pandit's wife, Vishnu Priya. Two times actually, two different personalities, two goddesses of fortune came, Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. So Vishnu Priya was a young girl married to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was only 24-year-old man. And that time, he had an incident that happened. He was already absorbed in the Sankirtan movement. He had already started Sankirtan. At Srivas Angan, every night, they are having all-night Kirtan. They were doing Nagar Sankirtan, they were going out in the town, Navdweep town, and performing Sankirtan with Mridanga and Kartals. Devotees were very happy, happily participating with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was their leader. But that time, some of his students, that he was the teacher of these students previously, they became disturbed. with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they started insulting him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that this is not the purpose why I have come here to this world. If these students, they are not saved, then they can have very bad reaction, very bad destination by doing this. So he, in order to save the students and also to save the all humanity, for 10,000 years, he decided to take sannyas. And even though he was the best householder example, he had beautiful wife, goddess of fortune. He had a very loving mother, Shachimata. He gave up the household life. And in the middle of night, he left his home, not telling anybody. And he went to take sannyas. So that was the most horrible thing that happened in the life of Vishnupriya and in the life of Mother Shachi. Their beloved personality had left them. They had nobody else in the world to depend on. The only person that they depended fully, 100%, was Lord Chaitanya, and he had left. So this was a very big shock for them. This was also a very big shock for all the nice, wonderful, great devotees of the Navadvip Mayapur town. Because now, as a sannyasi, he has to travel, but he cannot come back to his town, his hometown. He's restricted in those days. Sannyasis, they are restricted not to go to their own town. What to speak of going to the family? Not even the town they can go. So, it was a very big shock for them. And they lived with that thing, Vishnupriya Mataji and Shachi Mata. They lived and worshipped Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in separation for their whole lives. There are many pastimes about this. It's a very intricate pastime. But the gist of it is that he gave them the best benediction that he himself had come to experience. He himself, Lord Krishna, had took the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience the highest vipra lamba seva, the highest emotions, feelings, and behavior of vipralamba, serving the Lord in separation. So when he got that, he also distributed it to his mother and to his wife. So it was a blessing in disguise. It looked like the most cruel thing to do, but it actually was the highest benediction at the same time. Anything?
No, thank you so much. And I want to thank the kids. They're so patiently sitting here.
They are patiently listening. Anything you like to say? Ask. Or you are self-satisfied sages. Hare Krishna. It's nice to see them on this auspicious month, beginning of Kartik month, to have the darshan of the deities, to have darshan of Lord Damodar, little baby Krishna being tied up by his mother because he was mischievous. He is being punished. So the beautiful pastime is enacted and we sing about it every day. And by singing and glorifying this pastime of Lord Krishna, Lord Damodar, we get the blessings of the Lord. You want to take the microphone? Because we cannot hear.
How does it help you? What's special about this month?
What is special about?
What is special about this month of Kartik? What are special things we do that we don't do at other times?
We get more sweets. You can offer lamps to the deities.
You can offer a lamp. You chant Hare Krishna and offer a lamp. The scriptures are mentioning that whatever rounds Hare Krishna you chant, or whatever donation charity you give, or whatever service you do to Krishna or to the devotees, it multiplies unlimitedly. It just keeps on multiplying. Doesn't stop, it goes non-stop. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Vancha kalpata rubyascha kripa sindhu vyascha titanam pavanebhi vaishnavi.